Welcome to the bar of the Radisson Blue Hotel on Little Island after the end of the formal proceedings at Cork Meet 2010, day two, the speed dating day. And I'm sitting here with Ken Curtin, who has found a very particular way of working Cork Meet. Ken, tell us about your day.
Absolutely, Paul. As Paul has outlined in the previous audio booths, and what most people did was they organised a whole series of meetings today where they were all organised and all arranged with particular companies at particular slots. But instead of going down that traditional route, if traditional is the right word, with something that's only a couple of years old in concept, what I did today, I was here from early in the morning, probably one of the first to arrive in the hotel, and I spent most of the day lurking around, hanging around where the tea and coffee was available. So as people were coming in and out for meetings, were at a loose end, were looking for somebody to have a chat with, I touched base. Like, I think most people that were doing the formal meetings met, I think, 10 companies. I think over today I've spoken to at least 20 individuals of various companies and various interests, telling them about roads that are particular avenues in business that I'm interested in going down, talking about their businesses, talking about the event overall. And like, I made the contacts I wanted to make out of it, and I think anybody that met me today got a good sense of where I'm going with my business, and that worked without ever actually having to go into any one of the formal sessions of sitting down through the speed sessions. Now, I actually think it's a very good way of doing it inside the formal way, but the way I did worked well for me and my style of engaging with people.
I think that's lovely, because the key thing is that there are so many different ways of that. Actually, okay, this word networking covers a multitude of sins, but basically you found a style. What I love about what you've said is you found a style that suited you.
Absolutely. And the other beauty of the way my day panned out by not having the formal meetings was the stands that are here, like for the Enterprise Board, for the Come to Cork, for Cork Airport, for these kind of stands, who in effect they've been there all day but would have only had people coming to them kind of in between sessions of things, I was able to take time out and spend a considerable amount of time talking to those people who were people I wanted to meet while I was at this event anyway. And by having my day the way I had it, it facilitated that happening.
That's wonderful. You know, I didn't go near a single stand today. I haven't spoken to a single one. I mean, I would be interested in talking to each one for their individual reasons, but I didn't do a bit of that.
But I would say that your day, as was everybody else that did the formal meetings, had they wanted it. If they put in the effort, they had a productive day. Whereas for me, I think what I did, I got to meet the kind of people I met and the people that I really wanted to meet, which happened to be the people in stands, not inside the formal meetings. I got to spend a considerable amount of time talking to them at a time when most people weren't around. So I was able to, they were able to give me their time and I was able to give them my time.
Because it's been such a noisy place. My God, trying to hear yourself talking with people, there's been such excitement and enthusiasm around the place.
I was only saying that earlier, tweeting about that earlier. Like, I've never experienced a day in a long, long time at anything where there's been more positivity from everybody around the place. It actually is beaming out of people. Everybody is full of enthusiasm about their own companies, full of hope. And this is the first time I've been at an event of any shape or size in this country in a while where there's real hope among the people here. And with that, my fate in the future of this country is suddenly improved several notches from attending this event.
Bloody hell, that's a heck of an achievement, because that means you can take that away from here, take it back home, bring it back to your family, take it out to the local shop, and so kind of the effects of Cork Meet can be broader than business?
Very much so. Like, I suppose my own background is I spend an awful lot of time that have very strong links to the world of politics, and I've never experienced this kind of buzz or this kind of positivity at a political event.
But look, if you were in some of these political events now, we will not name any parties, right? But let's say that you were under a tent somewhere, right? Would you not get this kind of a buzz under a tent?
You might have the buzz at some stage of the night from the crack and from having a few pints with the lads, but in terms of an actual belief and a love of what you're doing and a real belief in your company and what your company can achieve and what we collectively can achieve, I've never experienced that in any of those tents as you described them. And I've been in several of those kind of places in the past.
Well, I sat across a table, and today I was so motivated by what people told me about their business. I met three businesses today, and if I was an investor and I had money, I would have written a check there and then and said, right, I want a slice, right? Because those people, I mean, those businesses, to me, were so soundly based, being run by people who had a clear idea that they were producing something quite unique, something that grew organically out of their own experience, their own skills, and their own inspiration. It wasn't an idea that came out of blue air. It was an idea that was tied into their own values and drive. And each of those people were building a business which I felt confidence they would have the stamina to stick at. And I think it's actually, in some ways, you know, it's the stamina to stick at something, to do what needs to be done, to cut your cloth and not let your ego run away with yourself, not buy too big a premises, not buy too much equipment, not take too much money out and all that kind of stuff, not waste your money on marketing which you don't need. But it's absolutely that focus that these people had, that the business grew out of the person, and there was a real connection between the person and the business.
Absolutely. I'd echo every word you just said, because there's been a few companies I've met today now, and one common theme that I'm hearing from different companies is what's making a huge difference again. It had been forgotten about during the Celtic Tiger years and maybe before it, is the personal touch. A few years ago, if you wanted to get a company to provide your IT services, you went to a big boy who was possibly lower cost, initially setting it up, but your after sales, your support afterwards was very poor. Now people are happy and looking for, again, somebody that lives, that's just down the road, who when there's a problem at 9 o'clock at night, they're at the end of the phone, or if need be, they can come and visit your company. And that is a change. This country, with wealth and everything else, had moved away from that, felt we had to go with the biggest names possible, maybe at lower cost, sometimes at higher cost. Whereas now, the local businesses, with the skill and with the experience, possibly providing a better service than some of the big marquee names, are now what companies are looking for. And that's why, and an awful lot of people here today that you've just described and that I met today fit exactly into that description.
I had another angle as well that came to me during the day. I was having a conversation with a man who was telling me about his experience. Now, he's a man about the same age as myself. So he was telling me that in his business, which he'd set up fairly recently, he had a load of experience of dealing with business owners at the highest level. In addition to that, he had a lot of international experience. And in the middle of the conversation, I knew very little about him, but he used a phrase, and it was something to do with money. And I said to him, the word you're talking about is prudent. You are actually saying that your approach to helping businesses move from a stage where they've made some growth to the next stage, because that was what he was doing. He was basically saying, I'll go into a company which has reached a certain level of development and I'll help them jump to the next level. He wasn't even using words like jump, right? But he'll put in the processes, the systems, that they would need, the rigor, that you need when a business gets kind of to ready to outgrow the initial passion and needs to have, you know, quality assurance or something like that built into it. But it was just very interesting that we both laughed about the fact that this word prudent, because I said to him, look, money when I was younger used to be all about ratios. You were able to borrow a ratio of your income. And of course, that's all gone.
Absolutely.
So I found that very encouraging that we could have done a circle and come back to a rootedness in sound financial practice.
Very much so. Like, I suppose there's a danger in going into macroeconomics, moving away from what's happening here. Like, at the moment, people are very scared when it comes to money and things, which is why they're not spending anything and saving as much as they can. Like, we're probably gone too far at this moment in time as a nation. There's a happy medium between where we are and what you're talking about.
Okay, well, look, that's a wonderful little review we've had of the day. This is Paul O'Mahony and Ken Curtin saying goodbye from Cork Meet.